Okay, obviously we didn't play well enough tonight to win. Credit to Philadelphia. They got after us pretty good tonight. We didn't do enough good things. But I'm still proud of my football team, the way they worked all year, the way they went about their business, the way they competed all year, and tonight we didn't get it done.
This team has been fighting all year long and scratched and clawed, done all that. Just what did you think happened out there tonight that it was?
You know, just a lot of things that didn't normally happen to us throughout the course of the year. A lot of things that we were very good at. We turned the ball over. We didn't get them out on third down. We gave up big plays.
What was so difficult about the third downs? What made them so?
Well, they made some good throws, and you know, they had some good concepts, and they beat some of our guys.
On the first interception, did it seem to turn any sort of tide, or early then?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, it was still 7-7 at the time. You know, it might have got the crowd into it a little bit more, but you know, we just didn't play well enough. We didn't get them out on third downs, and you know, I thought that was a big part of it. You know, we didn't get the quarterback on the ground. I mean, you know, there was a multitude of things tonight. Turned the ball over three times. So.
Did they surprise you with their approach on third downs?
No, actually, most of the things they did, you know, we'd practiced. They just, you know, they ran them just a little better and we covered them.
Since Nick Foles had taken over, had you seen much where they were that aggressive? That looked a lot like what they did with the Carson Plants. They done that with him?
Yeah, I figured they would try to be aggressive tonight. I mean, that's their mentality. You know, they executed better than we did.
I guess they're just a kind of a level of disappointment to have such a great season and such a exciting finish last week end with a thud like this.
I think that's part of the playoffs when you lose, you know, this finality of it. But I'm still proud of this football team. You know, they've overcome a lot of things. They've fought. They've competed, prepared and studied. You know, sometimes things like this happen. You just gotta kick it under the rug and go.
You think this atmosphere affected your team at all? It was loud.
Yeah, it was loud. It was good atmosphere. I knew it would be, but no, I don't think so. You know, we've been in a lot of other situations. I don't think it is. You know, I mean, honestly, they played a lot better than we did. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Most of them relying on short passes. Did the long ones he throw catch you off guard much?
No, the one, you know, we had him, almost had him in the grasp, and the receiver took off, and you know, he found a place to get open and threw it deep. And the other one, you know, on the flea flicker, the guy jogged off the ball, and you know, and we kind of stopped, and then the guy took off and he made a good throw. He played good tonight.
First possession of the game, you guys march right down and score. What kind of changed after that offensively that you couldn't really get anything going?
You know, I felt like we were moving the ball okay, and then you know, and then we got had the interception, and then we had the strip sack, you know, with the fumble, and so you know, it's hard to overcome those when you're on the road and you play like that.
Feel the interception changed the whole momentum, got the crowd kind of back in the game?
No, he just asked me that, no.
What did you think about Case's performance overall?
You know what, I'm not going to grade anybody's performance tonight. I think there was a lot of performances could have been a lot better, including myself.
Like overall on the season as a whole, I mean, I know it's disappointing right now, but how do you just feel about everything that you guys
I love this football team. I love them. They're great kids, great competitors. You know, I love how they go about their business. I love everything about this football team. I love the organization. We just didn't get it done tonight.
Mike, I'm sure the playoff loss is all hurt, but the fact that you had the chance to play in a Super Bowl at home, does that add something different to
you? Yeah, I mean, we would have loved to play a Super Bowl if it was in China, to be honest with you. But we didn't play good enough to win, and you know, I know that's cliche, but it's true. They played, you know, you got to give them a lot of credit. They played great. They played good on defense, played good on offense. They, you know, some of our strengths, they They attacked, you know, on third downs, you know, was one of our strengths all year long. And they, you know, they got after us tonight. You know, we weren't used to that, those kind of things. So, you know, maybe that probably had more of an effect on it than anything.
Any distraction at all, Pat Shurmur being linked to the Giants and all that kind of stuff?
Playing from behind, it, I don't know, maybe I'm picking on the wrong play, but it looked like Harrison trying to jump a couple plays. Do you get in a mindset where guys just trying to make big plays and that might hurt you?
I didn't see that. You're talking about Anthony Harris or Harrison Smith?
Harrison
Smith?
Yes, he did on the double move. It just looked like he was looking for a big play eventually.
I don't know. I don't remember. I mean, I remember the play that you're talking about, but I think it was just the quarterback. I thought we had him, and then he stepped up and avoided us. I think the receiver, I don't think it was a double move. I could be wrong, but I thought he just took off when he saw the quarterback move.
How do you feel Rashad Hill did? He had some problems early. He's been the interception as well. How do you feel his game?
I don't know. When I watched him, he was all right. He was fine. And I'm not going to grade the players tonight. This is not a time for criticizing one player or, you know, if they want to criticize people, criticize me. I don't care.
Is the Alf Line injury serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Is that a fracture?
Well, there's no sense in talking about injuries because we're not playing anymore.
When you said, you know, it's on you a little bit too, can you immediately look back at things you wish you would have done differently?
I could have called a lot better game, obviously. I'm going to point the finger at me before I'm going to point it at the players. Okay.